Welcome to Balanced Wellness. I am your host, Kaylee Aldridge. If you are looking to create balance in your life, you are in the right spot. I know how stressful and overwhelming life can be, so I will be here each week to inspire, educate, and empower you to create a blissfully balanced lifestyle that includes four parts of self: mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional. I'm so eager to guide you on your wellness journey. Thank you so much for being here. Let's dive in. Something brand new that I want to share with you guys really quickly, and that is my free 3-day guided meditation. So if you have listened to this podcast long enough, you know that I am a firm believer that taking care of our mind is just as important as taking care of our body. So today I'm so excited to announce the launch of my free 3-day guided meditation that will help you relax, reduce stress, reduce anxiety, and improve your overall well-being, because I know that life can be so overwhelming at times. And that's why it's important to really take a step back and focus on our mental health. So over the course of 3 days, you'll learn different techniques to calm your mind, calm your body, and increase your productivity and focus. So whether you're a beginner or you're an experienced meditator, this meditation is perfect for anybody looking to improve their mental health and well-being. So you can go to my website, balancedwellnessllc.co, and at the very top, you'll see a button that says listen here and find your inner peace. You can click on that, or I will have the link down in the show notes. So I'm really excited for you to check out this meditation and really have it begin a journey for you towards more peaceful and fulfilling days and even a life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this guided meditation. Hey guys, welcome back to Tip of the Week. And this week I want to share with you guys about doing a digital detox. So isn't this fun? You're either going to love it or hate it. So next week in my Balanced Wellness Facebook group right here. So if you're listening in on the podcast, you can join my Balanced Wellness Facebook community. And we're going to be doing a challenge live there next week. Starting on Monday, all my challenges always run Monday through Friday, and it's going to be a digital detox challenge. And so let's talk about that. Let's talk about what that means. Basically, a digital detox, though, it can mean anything that you truly want it to mean. Most people, when they take a detox from something, or like they are detoxing, they're eliminating or doing a lot of something, you know. So you can do the digital detox and fully eliminate digital things out of your world as much as possible, or maybe you have a specific thing that you want to detox out of your life. That's cool. Some people might just want to do a digital detox in the form of they're just really reducing the amount of time or the thing that they are always in front of. So I'll give you a couple examples of what goes for the digital detox challenge next week. But really, at the end of the day, it is whatever it means to you, and you can personalize it to yourself. But next week, we're just going to hold each other accountable and say, hey, what did you do today to detox yourself from all the technology and from everything going on in your life? So something fun, my kids don't think it's fun, but something we've been doing in our home since the beginning, before the first week of school started is when we started implementing it, is Sunday night till Friday when they get home from school. No iPad, no PS5, and limited phone for my daughter. So I'll explain that here in just a second. But if you guys have kids of school age, you maybe want to try this, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe it will make your life worse. But for us, we are out the door, which I'm sure a lot of you guys are too, with running kids to sports and activities and work schedules. It's tight during the week, right? We are getting off the bus and doing homework, or I'm getting home late from work, or my husband, and it is snack. It's getting dressed for the sport or activity, back out the door to come home to eat another snack, to shower, to go to bed, right? And there's a lot that has to happen in the evening, and being on technology isn't one of them for our family anymore. It got to the point that the reason why we did this is last school year, I guess at the end of the last school year, I was letting my kids be on whatever they wanted to do whenever, before school, after school. And it got to the point that I was, you know how it is. Get off your technology, kids, get off the technology. And then all of a sudden it's like, get off technology. Like, you lose your mind because you've said it 17 times, right? So I have wanted to create a more peaceful home in the mornings and in the evenings. I don't want to yell. I hate yelling. I hate screaming at my kids. But it got to the point that I was constantly aggravated. And then they're mad, right? Because I yelled at them because they were on their technology. And it's just like this vicious thing that just goes round and round. So we implemented the new rule that in the morning before school and after school during the week, Sunday through Thursday or Friday when they get home from school, there's no technology because we have too much going on and they don't need it. And so it's fascinating the amount of things that my kids have chosen and are doing differently around the house because they don't get it, right? So even my son, yesterday, I guess it was, he was like doing a puzzle. My son has not done a puzzle in so long, you guys, I couldn't even tell you. And I was like, yeah, because he's bored and he doesn't, you know, he would typically come home from school, do his homework, eat a snack, and get on his iPad or get on his PS5. And that's just not allowed anymore, right? So because I was sick of yelling, I was sick of them turning into zombies and like getting warped into the zone of their technology. So my daughter was just as guilty. So I'm not saying it was just my son, but my daughter too, she would get the same way. So she is limited in her screen time. So she does use her phone for her alarm. And then it's pretty much mine after that. And then in the evening, she can take it with her to dance because there are times that like we're running, my other son, or I'm coming from like teaching a yoga class or whatever, that I want her to have it at dance so that she knows if I'm going to be late or if somebody else is picking her up instead because I got held up or my husband got held up. So I like having her that she can have it at dance class with her for that reason. Now, obviously she can't be on it at dance class. Like she's dancing. But I like that she can take it with her. So there's like rules and boundaries that we've set around that. But, same for her. Like, it's amazing that I bought her a magazine the other day and she has been reading it every day after her school. And before she gets on the bus, she'll sit at the island and read your magazine. I'm like, it's fascinating the things that our kids do whenever we take the technology and the screen away from them a little bit. Now, they can still have Netflix, like TV, no YouTube. I cannot stand YouTube videos anymore. They are like literally nails on the chalkboard to my eardrums. So no YouTube, but they can watch Netflix is basically their option during the week. So, and I know for me too. So I kind of like joined my kids in this without knowing it. A few weeks before that, and I started reading. And I have never been a reader. If you guys know me well enough, you know that I really could not stand reading. It was not my favorite. Like I would always be like, I don't understand. How do people just sit down and read? Like, what are you doing? And I didn't get it, right? But because I've had a lot of so many fun projects coming up for work, and if I don't make myself turn my brain off or like physically like put something away work related, because there are so many fun things going on. I'm like looking at my calendar here. I will literally work till midnight. No big deal. Just because I want to. It's not even that I have to, but just because I'm like, I don't mind it because it's fun to me. Planning new yoga classes and retreats and all these things. Like it's fun to me. I don't mind it. I like it. But I have to make myself turn off my brain and put my work away. And so I started reading at night instead of watching TV because there's nothing exciting that I want to watch on TV anyway, except for Virgin River season 5 is coming up and I definitely am going to be checking that out and watching that. But I'm like, what can I do with my mind? And so a relative of mine, she's like, why don't you try reading? And I'm like, what? You're nuts. But what I have found is it just, you have to love what you're reading and then you'll read it more. So anyway, I have definitely detoxed a lot more from technology by reading. And so I will lay in bed and read at night. My husband will have the TV on. He'll like do his thing. But I'm just like, I don't need to mindlessly scroll technology or Facebook or Instagram because really I'm not even like engaging in anything because I'm just like numbingly like scrolling. And I don't really care what's on TV because nothing like excites me. So it has been a great way for me too. I've read, I think 5 books since I've done this, which is kind of hilarious for me, again, coming from not being a reader. So anyway, long story short, and we can sit and talk about all the ways that you can benefit your life whenever you digitally detox. But if you guys want to join us in the challenge, like I said, it's happening over in my Facebook community. Next week, we're going to be doing a digital detox challenge. This week, we're doing a gratitude challenge. So if you guys are all about that, you guys can join us this week in the gratitude challenge. But next week will be the digital detox. And again, it's whatever rule you want it to be. If you want to try to tell your kids, hey, no iPad, no PS5, no Switch, whatever all the things are that kids have, and redirect them next week, try that. If you want to do it for yourself and say, hey, after 10 o'clock or after 9 o'clock, I'm not allowed to be on my phone. That's a win, right? Maybe it's opposite in the morning. Like maybe you like to lay in bed and scroll your phone in the morning. So maybe it's like, hey, instead of laying in bed and scrolling my phone, I'm getting up and I'm going to do X, Y, and Z. So again, it's whatever tickles your fancy with the digital detox. You can go full blown. You can go cold turkey, eliminate it all if you want. Or you can do little bite-sized pieces of it and try little things here and there and just call anything a win at the end of the day. And maybe look at your screen time report and say, okay, typically I'm on my phone for 17 hours a week. My goal is to get that under 10 this week. See if you can do that. See, challenge yourself in that way. So we're just on our phones so much. There's so much stuff. I mean, here I've got two screens in front of me right now, right? I'm recording my podcast on my computer and I've got my phone in front of me for my Facebook Live, right? And so it's a lot of screen time. And it affects so much. And I won't go into all the health things and all the science of what these screens are doing to us, but it is, if you guys just Google any article about, depression rates, and obviously we're sitting more, so sedentary, and all the things that go, that happen whenever we're sitting too much and we're not moving enough, all because we're sitting in front of a screen, right? There's a lot of health stuff, a lot of mental health stuff, a lot of physical health stuff that is negatively related to a screen. And so you can do your own research if you want, because I feel like a lot of it can be ruffle some feathers maybe a little bit, and I'm not here for that. I'm just here to like inspire people. So do what you wish with that. Join us there. All you have to do is join the Facebook community if you're not already there. If you are already there, great. I will tag everybody in the post starting next Monday, and you can see what you can call a win for next week and escape technology a little bit more, be more present. It is fascinating, you guys. I don't know if you guys have ever noticed this, but like just going out to restaurants or even like being present with people in the moment, right? In front of people, like how many people would sit there and they do, they sit there and tap their screen 100 times or they check something. It's like, whoa, dude, you just checked your phone 45 seconds ago. Or, there's times that we go out to eat with people and they'll just be sitting there scrolling and I'm like, are we here? Like, am I here with you? Like, no, we are, right? Okay, maybe not. I'll just sit here. Okay. Like, it's so awkward. And you can look around at restaurants and even sometimes in at your own home. Like, stop and pause when you walk into the living room. Like, who's all just sitting on a phone while the TV's on, or who's actually engaging in a conversation with the people around them? So I encourage you guys to try it out. See how it goes for your family. You might love it, you might hate it, but whatever you can call a win is a win. So, okay, thanks for tuning in to this tip of the week, and I will see you guys next week for tip of the week. Hey there, real quick before you go, I would love for you to join me over in my private Facebook group called Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. If you would love to just see a little bit more of my content, stay up to date with any events that I have going on, both online and in person, that is an amazing way to stay up to date and plus just to get to know me a little bit better as well. So the link for that is down in the show notes, but it's Balanced Wellness with Kaylee Aldridge. One last thing too, I would love for you to rate, review, and share the podcast. We are in the top 5% of podcasts globally, but of course, I'm always looking to grow my audience and then also just spread the word a little bit more about what we love to talk about here on the podcast. So it's totally free. You can rate it, review it, and share it, and I would greatly appreciate it. So thank you again for tuning in, and I'll talk to you soon.